Damien, new cases of COVID-19 have surged across the country. We've seen Arizona and Texas become hotspots for the coronavirus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Friday ordered bars to close and reduced restaurant seating in the state. Also last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham prevented the state's economy from further opening. She hit the pause button on moving on to the next phase. Can you give us an update on where we're at right now with that?
That's right. On Thursday, New Mexico joined Florida and Texas in pushing that proverbial pause button because of the rising cases around the state. She said if the trend continues, the state may be forced to crack down on mask enforcement. They may consider rolling back previous business reopenings, as you mentioned, Texas did on Friday. And it could delay phase two of the reopening, which could include limited reopenings of theaters and casinos and bars, which New Mexico still has not done, unlike Florida and Texas.
Now, we also saw Doniana County last week have a record high day of new cases. I believe that was at 46. Some restaurants in the Las Cruces area, since the reopening, have had to get a little creative in order to continue to offer dine-in service with patios and even parking lots. What can you tell us?
That's right. Last week, we spoke with some local restaurant owners who have turned their parking lots and their outdoor spaces into patios for diners. Andale Restaurant is one of those, located, of course, in Mesilla. And they turned a big portion of their parking lot into a really nice patio area. It's got area rugs and plenty of space between tables. One of the problems, Anthony, that restaurant owners are having, you know, they're currently allowed to operate at 50% of their fire code occupancy. But in these indoor spaces, whenever you start spreading tables 6 feet apart, it's hard to even reach that 50%. So this is one of the solutions that some restaurants are turning to. Andale was able to get a temporary expansion for their alcohol license so that they can actually serve beer and wine out in the parking lot area. Another restaurant that has done something similar is the very popular Dick's Cafe. You know, they've got that covered patio area out front that generally has not been used, but we talked to owner Ace Perez, and he said that not only have they moved tables out there to create an outdoor dining space, they're hoping to make it permanent over time.
Having the outdoor experience, does that really provide some relief for some folks who may be a little bit concerned about being indoors with many people?
Oh, certainly. One of the things that that Ace Perez told us was that the patio seating really makes customers feel a lot safer. And meanwhile, he's got his staff sanitizing surfaces every 15 minutes. One of the things that Andale has started doing, they've got hand sanitizer stations located around the restaurant, and they've got a station for disinfecting pens and menus after each use. So they're really being conscientious in that regard and trying to do everything they can to put customers at ease.
Damien, thanks for the update. And can you share with us where folks can follow your work?
Oh, absolutely. You can always follow our work online at www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damien Willis.
Thanks, Damien. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.